This is KUT. This year's presidential election is in full swing, with the state's voter ID law in effect. But believe it or not, there are no stats on how many legal voters are being kept from the polls because they don't have a photo ID. And years after the state's law was passed, nobody seems to know how to come up with a number. KUT's Ashley Lopez explains.
Once upon a time, we did have a number. At least, we thought we did. During one of the many court hearings against this law, a judge told the state to come up with a number. So state officials said 500,000 people. They came up with that number by cross-referencing the state's voter rolls with a list of folks who have a driver's license or personal ID cards.
Those databases were never meant to be put together.
That's Alicia Pierce with the Texas Secretary of State's office. She says that number is not exactly an accurate snapshot of the law's impact.
Because we're doing a matching exercise with two non-standardized databases, it can create a false impression that maybe more people don't have a photo ID when that's not true.
Pierce says some of the 500,000 did have a state-issued photo ID. But even though that number is unreliable, it's pretty much the only number out there. So when people talk about this law's impact, that's all there is. Here's John Oliver on a recent episode of Last Week Tonight.
Because not everyone actually does have ID. In Texas alone, at least 500,000 registered voters do not have the form of ID necessary to vote.
And it's not just state officials who don't know what that number really is either. Professor Bruce Buchanan at the University of Texas in Austin says basically no one knows.
Nobody knows for sure because most of us have not done careful research or seen the published work of others who have.
It's important to note, though, this doesn't mean there aren't a lot of people that won't vote because of the law. In fact, Buchanan says research shows there are people affected more than others when these kinds of laws are passed.
The presumption always is that voter ID laws discourage voting because some folks who have to acquire these IDs either have less motivation or less easy access to the machinery of filling out forms and such that they would need in order to acquire such IDs.
And Buchanan points out there are already a bunch of people who don't vote in Texas. Alicia Pierce with the state secretary's office says she's not seeing any large-scale problems where people who want to vote can't. The state has a process for folks to obtain an election identification certificate if they don't have a photo ID. But she says those aren't in high demand. Buchanan argues that's because this law is likely affecting a lot of people who have already self-selected out of the voting process. But again, who knows? Ashley Lopez, KUT News.